Countdown to the January jobs report. What will economists be watching for?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We are just under 3 hours away from the most important economic indicator of the month, the Labor Department's employment report for the month of January. It's expected to show job growth for the fourth month in a row. We'll also find out whether the nation's 9.4% unemployment rate went up or down last month. Economists will be watching for a lot of things. One of them will be whether the leisure and food service industries are still bright spots. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
188,000 Americans have been hired to do food service the last 2 years. These jobs pay $11 an hour on average. And the uptick makes sense to labor economist Harry Holzer at Georgetown. In the early days of a recovery, he figures many of us return to the restaurants and bars first, relatively small-ticket stuff.
This is probably a place where consumers are starting to spend more freely than elsewhere. Consumers who aren't quite ready to buy a new car or a new home, probably a little more comfortable going out to a restaurant or to their retail establishment.
Employers these days are commitment shy, but food and leisure workers make low wages. They tend not to get benefits and are easier to hire and fire. Holzer expects better jobs to return eventually. Professional services, white-collar management, high-end manufacturing, but only when demand from consumers and businesses shoots up significantly. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
According to the latest tally from the Census Bureau, women own less than 30% of the nation's businesses. Well, today, the Small Business Administration is taking a step to up that number by helping women-owned businesses win government contracts. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Say I own a small business. Let's call it Marshall Genzer Enterprises. Starting today, I can certify online that my business is owned by a woman. For the first time, federal contracting officers are actually setting aside contracts for certified women-owned companies. The penalties for a business that misrepresents itself on a government website have been strengthened. SBA spokeswoman Haley Medvin says it'll be easier for the government to prove fraud.
It gives the federal government a little bit of teeth to really make sure that these small business contracts are flowing to the intended recipients.
The SBA will also be on the lookout for corporations that use women-owned companies as fronts to get government contracts. There's just one problem. There aren't enough government workers overseeing the contracts. Allison Stanger is an economist at Middlebury College.
And if you want to insist that the law be upheld, you've got to have the bodies there doing it.
Stanger says in some cases, government contractors are overseen by other contractors in Washington. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up across the globe by more than 1% in Tokyo after two Japanese steel companies announced plans to merge, which will create the world's second largest steel producer. The largest, by the way, is a company based in Luxembourg. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow rose 20 points to close at 12,062.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. By Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect. And by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies.
Germans and Americans have a lot in common. We both love Volkswagens and hot dogs, or Frankfurters. But apparently there's a big difference when it comes to ordinary people buying and selling stocks. In the U.S., about 45% of households own stock. In Germany, it's around 10%, which is something the people who run the stock exchange there would like to change. Marketplace's David Brancaccio continues his Economy 4.0 series now about the changing global economy with this report from Munich.
Bernard Unemann is a journalist and a big name on Germany's financial TV channel. Viewers have a hunger for business news, he says, but not necessarily because Germans want to buy stock themselves.
Their investment is much more conservative. there are a lot of regrets.
Regrets about what happened the last time many Germans went gaga over stocks in the late 90s when their big phone company sold shares for the first time. Deutsche Telekom stock went up 700%. Germans also snapped up dot-com shares.
Definitely, they became interested, or they became greedy, whatever you prefer to say. And when the bubble burst, people lost a lot, some of them about 90% of their assets.
Since then, Germans have gravitated toward insurance products, often sold by local banks. But Rainer Ries, a managing director at the German Stock Exchange, argues that the financial turbulence in the last 2 years is why folks should diversify their portfolios with stocks.
So introducing more equity culture in Germany and in Europe in the widest sense is something that's absolutely necessary.
Stock Exchange is now promoting stock ownership through an online sweepstakes it conducts with the German newspaper Handelsblatt. Contestants begin with 20,000 euros in fake money and use real securities prices to trade online for 3 months. The latest winner is this young man, 30-year-old Klaus Neukert of Munich.
So how did you do?
1.4 million.
1.4 million euros.
Yes. Unbelievable.
He's no rube off the street. Neukert is a bond expert at a major bank and used derivatives to win the contest. His prize, a sweet Porsche 911 Carrera. If only he can find a way to pay for the car's insurance, about $9,000 a year in real cash. In Munich, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And there's more on the German economy on David's Economy 4.0 blog at marketplace.org. Finally, to Silver Spring, Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C., where a power outage led a young man to break into someone's home to charge his phone and to steal some jewelry. Well, according to the Washington Post, the burglar was discovered in mid-burgle and ran out of the house without his phone. Authorities then used it to track him down and charge him with 10 other burglaries in the area. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
With the economy on a slow rebound, one family of entrepreneurs is starting a business that looks back hundreds of years in history.
We realized that there was a need for a publication for reenactors, a high-quality publication.
I'm Bob Moon, starting up a print magazine in the digital age. That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.